Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Brennan on the line from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Brennan. Brennan.
Hey.
How you doing? Sup? What's up with the kids today, huh, Brennan? Tell me, what's with you kids?
I'm trying to figure out how to learn code.
I can't hear you very well. What are you on? You on one of those football phones? Did your mom get that because she subscribed to Newsweek?
No.
That's better. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
You have to kind of talk into the hole on the phone. I don't know why that is. What can I do for you, Brennan?
I'm wondering what is the best place to learn code.
Oh, you want to be a programmer?
Yeah.
You want to do it for a living or because it's fun or why?
Every reason possible.
Oh, I love you, Brennan. This is good. So there are lots of good reasons. You could be that guy who sold the iPhone a hack for $1.3 million. That'd be a good reason. 1.3 million reasons. But more importantly, because it's fun, right? It's a really great thing to learn. And even if you didn't do this for a living, in fact, maybe even especially, because once you start doing anything for a living, it's not as much fun as it was when it was a hobby. I could tell you this. But even if you don't do it for a living, learning how to write computer code is a wonderful thing. It gives you a much deeper understanding of how it works, so you'll always benefit from that. But you also, it teaches you a kind of a rigor of mind. It's actually good for your thinking. It's one of the reasons, you know, people always say, I remember I said this when I was in school, what do I have to learn algebra for? I'm never going to do any algebra in life. And you know what? I didn't. Or geometry or trigonometry or calculus. But what it teaches you is how to think. And nowadays, coding is really a form of math that has the same benefit and some real concrete skills. I knew people who would never run anybody else's program. They would only run programs they wrote. There's a guy, I really admire this guy. He says, if anything takes me more than 30 seconds to do, I write a computer program. The computer program sends my girlfriend a birthday card and flowers every year. It does everything, so he doesn't have to think about it. Takes 2 minutes to write the program, but then he saves 30 seconds every time it runs. So you want to learn. Do you like Minecraft?
I play it.
Yeah. You're not addicted.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you like to do with computers right now?
Just watch some technology YouTube videos.
Yeah. We want to move you. So here's the thing, and I appreciate your instinct. We want to take you from being a consumer to a maker, okay? From somebody who eats and drinks and sleeps YouTube to somebody who makes stuff. It could be making a YouTube video. It could be writing computer software. One of the reasons I asked about Minecraft is one of the best ways to learn, if you're into Minecraft. I don't know if you're into it enough to make this worthwhile, but you go out and get a Raspberry Pi, $35 computer. Borrow from somebody a mouse and a keyboard and an old monitor. Now you got a computer running. It's running, believe it or not, it's running Linux, which is great. But you can run Windows on it, but it's better to run Linux on it. So $35 plus used mouse, keyboard, and monitor. It comes with Minecraft, but even better, it comes with the software that you can use to write programs. And it's fun because you write programs in Minecraft like you could build a house with a push of the button. Or you could build a giant rainbow made out of watermelon. Or you could dig a hole all the way down to bedrock. My favorite one, and I'll tell you the book you can get to do this. The book costs more than the computer. But I'll tell you the book that you can get to do this. He taught me how you can move around leaving a trail of dynamite behind you. And then you hit it and it all explodes. Or better yet, it explodes as you're leaving it. It destroys. It's so fun. Anyway, there's a book called How to Program with Minecraft. That would be one good way to start. Anybody who's a parent who's listening, $35 for the Pi, the Raspberry Pi. Or if you've got a computer, you don't need to get a Raspberry Pi. It works on Windows or Mac or Linux. And this book, it's from No Starch Press. The author is Craig Richardson. We'll put a link in the show notes. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I have a Raspberry Pi and I put Windows 10 the Internet of Things.
Nice. Take iOS 10, take Windows 10 off of it and put Raspbian back on, okay? That's the default operating system. So if you have your noobs installed, just next time check Raspbian. Because if you want to learn to program, there's another...
It can blink.
Huh?
It can blink.
It can blink? You taught it to blink?
No, it didn't have any software with it, just...
Yeah. Oh, it came blank. Yeah, no. And then you have to, you download Noobs, N-O-O-B-S, which is the startup thing, and you put that on a little micro SD card. You must have one or it wouldn't boot. And then when you boot it up, it says, okay, what do you want to install on here? One of the things is Windows 10 IoT, but you can also install Raspbian. There's some other operating systems, too. Install Raspbian. That is a version of Linux. It's good for you to learn Linux. If you really want to be a programmer, you need to know how a command line interface works. There are a lot of good ways to learn programming. This is a fun one because one of the things about programming is it's nice to have it do something. So Minecraft becomes this universe. You don't have to play with anybody, but you can use it like Legos. You can write a program to build something. And that's a really good way to learn. So that's a good start, one way to start. If you don't want to spend any money, you have a computer now. Well, actually, you have a Raspberry Pi, but you could, any computer. There are, Python is a good language to learn, your first language.
Yeah, I have Python on this one.
Nice.
I have Visual Studio.
Yeah, don't start doing Windows programming for me. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not good. Here's why. You don't want to learn a specific skill at this stage in your career. And what will happen is you'll learn how to write software for Windows machines. That's too specific. You want to learn, what you really want to learn, it's like if you were learning math and they started, instead of starting with 2 plus 2 and the fundamentals of algebra, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, if they started and said, let's build a bridge, and that's what you learned, that wouldn't be as good as learning the basics, right? So if you start with Windows, you're not learning the basics. I want you to learn what you're really going to hear. Get this. This is you want. Can I lay something heavy on you, Brennan? I'm gonna lay something heavy on you, man.
I don't mind.
You don't mind? Can you dig this? You don't want to learn how to tell a computer what to do. That's not what you're going to learn. People think that's what programming is. What you want to learn is a language for expressing problems and their solution. And that's what programming, real programming, deep programming is. It's a language, a syntax for describing a problem and its solution. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you learn it at that level, you'll be a much better programmer in the years to come. So it's nice. I started kind of the same as you get basic and then you write some spaghetti code and you can learn bad habits. It'd be nice to learn some good habits. There's a really, you really want to get deep. You could learn Lisp. What I'm saying is don't learn Java. Python's a pretty good start. Don't learn Windows programming. Get the command line, get Linux running, get Raspbian running, learn the command line. And learn how to write code in a fundamental language. I think Python's a very, very good start. In fact, I love it that you could tie it to Minecraft because you get some results. Hey, stay in touch, Brennan. This is the most fun thing you'll ever do. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.